You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Blessed be a wonderful Creator that has given me this word today to share with you. And I do believe it's such an important word. And I have a lot to get done, but I had to stop everything and share this with you because this topic of discernment is so important. And I'm reading a book here that I always read here, Biblical Foundations of Freedom. And it talks about the spiritual battle that is going on in our lives today. And to discern and to know what's really happening or not happening is so important. One of the greatest preachers ever to preach, Charles Spurgeon, says discernment is not a matter of simply telling the difference between right and wrong. Rather, it is telling the difference between right and almost right. And then an amazing lady, Corrie ten Boom, said discernment is Yahweh's call to intercession, never to fault-finding. Such an important topic we're discussing here today. Discernment is the ability to see things for what they really are and not for what you want them to be. So we need to clarify this and people need to understand this. So I need to explain to you what I've learned from this, and I need to read to you what it says here in this book on spiritual warfare about this. And we need to understand the heart of spiritual discernment is being able to distinguish the voice of the world from the voice of Yahweh. And this is a big problem, and people have a problem doing that today. But the scripture calls us to discern. And then one of the greatest devotional books, Your Utmost Highest by Oswald Chambers, said, Yahweh does not exist to answer our prayers, but our prayers we come to discern the mind. By our prayers, we come to discern the mind of Yahweh. Excellent information about discernment and what it is and how we need to apply it to our lives daily. So I really felt it was important, not just here to do a teaching, but a live teaching, because I know somebody out there needs to hear this right now. I know somebody needs to hear this today. I know there are people out there that are having trouble discerning if what they're hearing is truly from our Creator or not. I know there are people out there today that have made decisions that are not based on our Creator's words and gotten themselves in trouble, and they need to get out of that. I know as believers for a long time, we shouldn't be like we're believers for one day. We should have a stronger love for discernment and understanding of discernment, discerning the voice of Yah from everything else. So we need to understand this, and people need to hear this. So I want people to get this and really understand this. So we're going to do this right now, and I pray you all get this. So let's read now. Let's look what it says here. So I'm going to read, but I'm also going to give you what Yah's given me and telling me to do here, because we need to get discernment and understand. You know, we need to understand what it is and where it stems from and how it is. All right. And then we'll recap everything here, because I know people need to know, but I got on here specifically live today because I know somebody needs to know right now what it truly means to discern. I know somebody needs to know right now. So here we go. What is discernment? It is a common enough word, but I wonder if we have ever really stopped to understand the meaning. Now, I have several different resources to discuss this thing, but if we look at the word discernment and discern, what it really means, it means to distinguish, to separate out by diligent search and to examine. Discernment allows us to properly make decisions. It is closely related to the word wisdom and the wisdom of our Creator. And I'm going to be giving you a lot of scriptures here today, a lot of scriptures that we see here in Hebrews 4:12. For the word of Yahweh is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges thoughts and attitudes of the heart. 2 Timothy 2:7 says, consider what I say, for Yahweh will give you an understanding in everything. And James 3:17, but wisdom from above is first pure, and then peaceable, gentle, and open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. All over the scriptures, it talks about the importance of understanding discernment. And there are so many people here today that are mixed up when it comes to this. It says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, do not be wise in your own eyes, for Yahweh will turn away from for the fear of Yahweh and turn away of evil. And in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the set apart one is insight. So we have to have the knowledge of Yahweh. It says in Hosea, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge because they don't know how to discern Yahweh's word from the world's word. And they get confused. But discernment is so important. It's so important we understand these things. It's not just what you're hearing or what you're saying. It's something that Yah puts a spirit in us to discern his word and to know right from wrong. Some people say it's the indwelling of the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the person without a spirit does not accept the things that come from the spirit of Yahweh, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the spirit. You know, so now we look at this and we see why it's important. You know, it says here, the dictionary defines discernment as the ability to see clearly, to perceive and distinguish or recognize. In Hebrews 5:14, it says, solid food is for those who are mature, but through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Now I ask you, have you developed that skill as a believer? And if you're just a brand new believer, I don't expect you to have this sharpened. But if you've been a believer for a long time, this should be a sharpened skill that you have to discern the difference and recognize the difference between right and wrong. But it's not based on your feelings, emotions, or thoughts, but based on the word of our Creator. Because some people say, oh, his spirit speaks to me. His spirit tells me this. Well, if you can't confirm it in our word, that's a different spirit speaking to you. We need to discern the difference. You know, in Hebrews 5:14, it talks about to separate thoroughly good and evil, between right and wrong. And then so that's what Hebrews 5:14 says. But then, even so powerful, if we go to Romans 14:21, we look at that. In contrast, in Romans 14:21, uses the word, and it translates as weak. Romans 14:21 said, it is good neither to eat meat nor drink or wine or do anything by which your brother stumbles, or it is offended, or is made weak. So we look at this word that can be used here to discern between good and evil, but also we could look at it discerning to be making somebody weak. It speaks of the ability to distinguish truth from a lie. Truth from a lie. So we have Hebrews 5:14 saying to discern between good and evil. In doing so, we have learned the difference between good and evil and to choose what is good. And to choose what is good. And then we go to Hebrews 5:11, a call to spiritual growth. In Hebrews 5:11, it says there is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Paul desires to teach them in depth about our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, but we are unable to hear his teaching. He is not speaking to our ability to distinguish sounds nor speak in the words written on a page. Our difficulty in learning is not because the concepts are too complicated. Paul's frustration with us is that our attitudes are wrong, and these wrong attitudes block the imparting of the kind of teaching we really need. Wow. Wow. The lack of spiritual growth because of the attitude people have towards this. And then he continues in Hebrews 5:12 to 14. If you have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others, instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about Yahweh's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have skilled to recognize the difference between right and wrong, to discern. Remember, King Solomon said, you know, to become the wisest man ever, he said, give me the skill to distinguish right from wrong. That's what made him so wise. That's what made him so wise. Now, he didn't make the right choices, but that's what made him so wise. Many people out there have been believers for a long time, or so they say. They've been believers for a long time. They've been following our Creator or desiring to learn about Creator for a long time. We should be teaching others, but because we have not aggressively pursued truth, we have become insensitive to it and dulled. So we start at the beginning. Once again, having been taught the most basic Christian doctrine, our growth has been stifled, and we are like unweaned babies. And there's many scriptures to even confirm this, as it says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2. I had to feed you milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still aren't ready, as it says in the word. And then it goes on again. We see here in 1 Peter 2, verse 2. 1 Peter 2, verse 2 goes on and says, let's see here. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for nourishment. Milk feeding was a common metaphor among early writers to express the idea of imparting elementary principles of belief systems and science. They compared suckling to a learning, infants to beginners, and meat to those who had mastered the basic principles, now sought on deeper levels of understanding. I pray that you're getting this today, because many of us need to pray for discernment. And this is a big issue with people today. In Hebrews 6, 1 to 2, it says, so let us not stop going over the basic teachings about Yeshua again and again. Let us go instead and become mature in our own understanding. Surely we need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in Yahweh. You do not need further instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. But there's a problem. So this is what it says here. But as believers, what we do practice in our diverse denominations, even within our own denominations, we agree if repentance is necessary for salvation. Or we argue if this is necessary for salvation. Well, the word talks about this. We argue about how to baptize or whether or not Yahweh still heals people or performs miracles. We dispute over the issue of a literal hell. Yet Yahweh created one assembly and one scripture. But the church consists of too many unweaned babes unwilling to move beyond the principles of the real issues of faith that unite us all in Yeshua, our Messiah. And this is one of the biggest issues we have today. And this is why so many people out there are suffering because of lack of discernment. Paul implores us to go beyond first principles, to grow out of the childhood. He points us towards perfection. Would Paul tell us to go on to perfection if it were not possible? We are never to rest until we have achieved adulthood as believers, mature in Yeshua. We need to be capable of consuming the strong meat of Yahweh's word, capable of teaching Yahweh's word, and capable of applying our biblically informed senses to discern between good and evil, lies and truth. This requires a lot of hard work and effort on our part. It says in John 12:40, Yahweh has blinded the eyes and hardened their hearts so that their eyes cannot see and their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to me and have me heal them. And here it's talking about Satan. It says, he, Satan, has blinded the eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. As we yield to Satan and choose that side, he blinds our eyes and hardens our hearts, our attitudes, so that we don't understand Yahweh. So we don't understand what Yahweh wants us to do. We don't see this. We don't get it. That's what it says in John 12:40. It talks about our Creator just destroying or Satan destroying people's vision, their understanding, or perhaps their discernment. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the mind of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand the message about the glory of Yeshua, who is the exact likeness of our wonderful Messiah, our wonderful creator. 1 John 2:11 says, but anyone who hates a fellow believer is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. And this is what's going on out there today. Satan's first goal is to prevent us from receiving a new birth, the conversion. Failing that, he arrives to keep us from maturing so that we can enjoy a deeper walk with our Creator. Satan desires to prevent us from receiving spiritual healing that could result in physical healing. We get this. I pray you're understanding, because there's so many people out there today that are listening to this that are suffering because of their unwillingness to grow, the unwillingness to grow in our wonderful Creator. Jeremiah 17 verses 9 to 10 says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things, who desperately and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, Yahweh, search all hearts and examine the secret motives. I give all the people due rewards according to their actions and desires. We cannot trust our feelings. And I talk about this all the time, about emotions versus decisions. Tremendously an important concept. We cannot trust our feelings. Rather, we must rely only on the word of Yahweh taken by faith. Yahweh's rewards for us are directly related to obeying his word, keeping his commandments. Not to how we feel or think about it. Disobedience reaps from the fruit of our own doings. We must study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. And again, we read 2 Timothy 2:15, work hard so you can present yourselves to Yahweh and receive his approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth. Not teaching from your own ideas, your own feelings, your own thoughts, and not doing things on your base and your own emotions, but on the word of our wonderful Creator. We must apply these truths to our lives that we learn from them. In Psalms 139, 23 to 24, it says, search, O Yahweh, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. The path of everlasting life. David passionately asked Yahweh to examine him to know his heart, to renew his spirit, and to test him and examine his thoughts, to root out any wicked way in him, to direct him to walk in Yahweh's ways, as willing to make the same request. All you need to do is read Psalms 119. And Psalms 119 talks about this, the willingness and the desire to follow our wonderful Creator and not follow man and man's ways. We need to seek his face for healing. If you want to be healed, seek Yahweh's true word. Ask him for discernment so you can know the difference of what the enemy, how he tries to keep you blinded, that you would see the truth. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore them to their land. We need to draw nigh to Yahweh and be cleansed, as it says in James 4:8. This is so important. James 4:8, come close to Yahweh and Yahweh will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between Yahweh and the world. And this is where we find ourselves today. Cleansing our hands requires repentance and turning away from the sin with a determination not to repeat it. Cleansing our hearts requires us to confess our sins, forgive others and ourselves, and ask Yahweh for forgiveness. Then we are not only declared righteous and blameless, but we become righteous in our experience, putting in a position to receive healing, both physical and both spiritual. So we must get this, that our first life priority should be to seek Yahweh and his righteousness. If we do this, he promises to bless us. The blessing results from our choice of putting him first in our heart and our mind. As it says in Matthew 6:33, Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh above all else. Live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Living righteously means living according to the words of our Creator. That's what it means, to live righteously. Yahweh's ways are orderly. He plays the dominant role in all creation. But in his order of things, we must take personal responsibility for action. He gave us a free will, and we choose the situation by situation, whether or not to obey. Yahweh never changes nor moves away, and is always faithful to do his part. But he will not bless us when we have chose sin that separates us from him. Yahweh longs to bless us, and we are obedient and surrender our lives as we obedient and surrender our lives to him. 1 Samuel 15:32 says, "But Samuel replied, 'What is more pleasing to Yahweh, your burnt offerings or sacrifices?' Your obedience to his voice." Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offerings of the fat of rams. It says in Ezekiel 33:11, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life." As it says in James 4:7, "So humble yourselves before Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." We are to submit to Yahweh and put him first in our lives by resisting the devil. He will flee and Yahweh will step in and provide his blessing. As we see in Romans 16:20, it says, "The Elohim of peace will soon crush Satan under your foot, or under your feet." May the grace of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua be with you. May the grace of our wonderful Messiah be with you. This verse needs to be a consistent reminder that we have victory over Satan through our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. We need, like I said, we need to hear this. We need to understand this. We need to understand what it is to discern between good and evil. Romans 12:9, "Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, and cling to what is good." We must be able to discern. Philippians 1:10 says, "So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless in the day of Yeshua." The scripture we hear so often in Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the testing, that you may discern what is the will of Yahweh, what is good, acceptable, and perfect." Remember when King Solomon said in 1 Kings 3:9, "So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" There are studies I've done that show evil equals disease, and the goodness, the righteousness equals health. To discern between health and disease, to good and evil. Disease puts us in an uncomfortable place, an uncomfortable position, dis-ease, discomfort. Our Creator gives us the Comforter to help us discern between good and evil, to health and disease. To comforter or comforting or uncomfortable. That's what we have. That's the position we put ourselves. Proverbs 19:8 says, "He who gives wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good." And Romans 11:33 says, "The depth of the riches of wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh, how unsearchable are his judgments and how instructable his ways." Inscrutable his ways. Job 28:28 says, "And he said to man, 'Behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, to turn away from evil and understanding.'" And when you discern, when you understand about the discernment and wisdom, only then can you know the truth of Messiah, when you have true discernment. You won't be persuaded by the media, by the news, and by people and everyone else. John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, because of lack of discernment, so many people out there don't know the truth. So many people don't understand. Wisdom is the given knowledge to the Spirit of Yahweh, and we get that through making that decision, not an emotion, to follow his word. Discernment is how to apply the knowledge that Yahweh gives us rightly. So we have to have this discernment. Ecclesiastes 9:16 says, "Wisdom is better than strength, but the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded." Wisdom, discernment. Proverbs 3:18 is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, remember, says in 10:13, "Oh, the lips of the discerning. Wisdom is found, but the rod for the back of her him who lacks understanding. So we need to get this. We need to understand this. We need to understand the wisdom of Yahweh and to discern between right and wrong, discernment versus judgment. We need to know the difference between those things. People are told, don't judge, but we need to discern. And it says in the scriptures, a spiritual person judges all things. So we need to develop and grow in our lives with this spiritual understanding of discernment. And I pray today that as you're watching, you'll understand that. Remember in Psalms 119, David says, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Remember that scripture. Write that down today. Proverbs 119, verse 66. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. That's your scripture of the day right there. That's your scripture of the day. That's the scripture you need to hold on today. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. There's another scripture that says, there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death. Yahweh says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. So we need to be praying for discernment. Psalms 119, 125 says, I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. That's what we need to pray for. That's what we need to think about. And I pray that we find that. And I pray that those of you out there that are lacking, those of you that are stunting your growth, would be revived. Revived to understand the importance of the knowledge of our Creator through the discernment of His Word. Not going and living according to our emotions or our feelings, but according to the Word of our Creator. And letting that be the foundation of our life. And you see the heart of all people in Scripture. About when they did that, they were easily, and it's like a muscle, you grow. And you're easily, quickly able to discern. There's no wavering in your decision. There's no double-mindedness. It's not what I think, it's what the Word says. The Word says be honest. The Word says be kind. The Word says be trustful. The Word says love mercy. The Word says all these things of how we are to be. And of all these things, the greatest thing is love. The enemy tells you to hate. The enemy tells you to lie. The enemy makes excuses. The enemy tells you to have unforgiveness. If you're discerning right, you will identify that and you will flee from the enemy and his ways. And you will hate sin. So I pray you're getting this today. And I pray that Yahweh would put his discernment in your heart, discernment on your mind today. And we would have no double-mindedness. And in Yeshua's name, anything that's not of Yahweh wouldn't be part of us anymore. But we have to take responsibility as believers, the growth and what we need to do to support that and begin that and help make that happen. So we must take an action. Do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. Follow my words and to learn the wisdom of our Creator. So praise our wonderful Creator. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
You are my joy. You are my song. You are the well, the one I'm drawing from. You are my refuge. My whole life long, where else would I go? Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends.